U.S. Air Force's reluctant warhorse, why the A-10 Thunderbolt II remains in service. The A-10 Thunderbolt II Warthog is a beloved aircraft that has been in service for over 40 years, despite initial plans to retire it. The Air Force first asked to retire the Warthog in 1984, but Congress has consistently overridden their request, forcing them to keep the aircraft in service. The A-10's enduring popularity can be attributed to its reputation as a reliable and effective close air support (CAS) platform. Its ability to carry a large number of rounds and operate at low altitudes makes it well-suited for strafing runs and other ground attacks. However, the A-10's continued use also raises questions about its survivability in modern air combat. Despite its reputation as a rugged and reliable aircraft, concerns have been raised about its ability to withstand enemy fire and maintain its effectiveness over time. The Air Force has acknowledged that the A-10 is an aging platform, but they have chosen not to retire it due to its popularity among pilots and lawmakers. This decision reflects the complex relationship between military effectiveness and public perception. In recent years, the Air Force has begun to phase down the number of A-10s in service, with plans to retire the final examples by 2030. However, this timeline may be subject to change depending on congressional approval. The A-10's continued use also highlights the ongoing debate about the role of close air support in modern warfare. While some argue that the aircraft is obsolete and no longer relevant, others see it as a vital component of ground-based air power. Despite its limitations, the A-10 remains an effective platform for strafing runs and other ground attacks. Its ability to carry Hellfire missiles and operate at low altitudes makes it well-suited for these types of missions. The Air Force's decision to keep the A-10 in service is a testament to the enduring power of public opinion in shaping military policy. As lawmakers continue to prioritize the safety of their troops, they are also reflecting on the importance of maintaining a reliable and effective close air support platform. Ultimately, the A-10 Thunderbolt II remains an important component of the U.S. Air Force's arsenal, despite its limitations and controversies. Its continued use reflects the complex relationship between military effectiveness and public perception, as well as the ongoing debate about the role of close air support in modern warfare.